brakes are dog's driven. She uses rapid-fire multiple discs, throwing them high to display Muffy's wonderful coordination and agility. A terrific exhibition by last year's runners-up. Next up, Judith Newman and Rocky. Watch how Rocky doesn't take off until the
watch this one. Let's try it. Come on, Bruiser. Give it to me. Drop it. Let it go, Bruiser. Let it go.
Strong toss, and he catches it. Right in the blue chair. The really outstanding.
Go, Bruiser, get it. Get it.
Easy, even toss, and he grabs it.
Go, get it, Bruiser. I get it. Look. Jump, Bruiser. Oh, man.
Winner of the 1978 South Florida Frisbee Dog Championship is Judith Newman and Rocky.
I'm going to teach you real hard.
All right, boys, let's go. What do you say?
That dumb dog will never learn to catch a Frisbee.
He will so, and don't call him dumb.
How about retarded?
Someday he's going to win that championship.
Hey,
don't
what? Hey, well, let's, wait. Alright guys, I guess...
You know, Bill, I don't really feel like cooking tonight.
No, you don't have to cook. We'll get in the boat and get some hamburgers.
Guess what? David's got the hots for Jennifer Brandy.
Shut up!
Daddy!
You're hydrating Pete's face.
David, just stop provoking your little brother, please.
But, Dad!
No, really, that's the last I want to hear from both of you. Now, give us a break.
I can't believe this.
Dad, can I play at Billy's?
Yeah, I guess so. Just look out for the fireworks.
Make sure you be back before dark.
Give me that.
Weasel, dark, puppy, Scars bucket. You'll never see your 9th birthday, I promise.
Who would try to get along?
He's a jerk.
Come on, it's just a phase. He'll grow out of it.
He lived that long.
Is that any way to talk about your little brother?
No, I guess not.
Just try and remember you're the oldest, all right?
All right.
Hi, David.
Hi, Jennifer.
We're going out to dinner soon.
Don't worry, I'll be hungry. Come on, boys.
Can I open these?
Yes, I do, dear.
Thank you.
On the 4th of July, 1978, an American Top 40 Extra.
David.
Dad.
Aren't you going to watch the game?
I was just watching the boats.
Oh, yeah? So, you do have a crush on Jennifer Bradley?
Nah, not really. I barely even know her.
You ever try talking to her?
How are you supposed to talk to girls? It's impossible.
Well, you just have to try to strike up a conversation. Hi, how you doing? That's a nice bike. If you're going to learn to swim, you just got to jump in the water.
I guess.
David, don't forget to feed Bruiser.
I won't.
Good boy. That'll make you big and strong so you can win that championship.
David, would you go meet Jeff? The Johnson said he left about 5 minutes ago.
He's 8 years old, Mom.
I know, but I don't like him going to the woods alone.
I think he can make it a half mile on his own.
Now you hurry up, and we're going to get some burgers, and we're going to set off those fireworks of yours. Okay?
Okay. Come on, Bruiser.
a bit macho, man. Not afraid of a little wind, are you? See, Bruiser? What you gotta do is be a take charge guy. That's what girls like. Real problem. I don't know what I want out of life anymore. As a young dog, you might find that hard to understand, but... Jeff? Jeff? I've got a gun!
I think you have the wrong house, dear.
Where's my mom?
I have no idea. Are you lost?
Hey! Where do you think you're going? Now, just a minute. You've made a mistake.
Mom? Dad?
What's the problem, son? Calm down, son. Now, nobody is going to hurt you. What's your name? Where do you live?
Please. Where's my mom and dad?
Janet, call the police.
We're going to cause a little chaos. We're going to have to process this. Which part? Oakland Park?
Okay.
Are you in the city or the county?
We have some problems, probably for something.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, they have an emergency generator.
Authorities are investigating what has caused power blackouts in sections of two counties. Emergency generators are in operation in Lauderdale General Hospital.
Not hungry, huh?
Howard said the electricity should be reinstated.
Is my dad coming in?
Phil?
He ran his name and the computer came up with it.
Oh, good. A missing person report. David Scott Freeman. Hair, brown. Eyes, brown. Last seen wearing blue polo shirt, red and white stripes. Blue jeans and white sneakers. Carrying a blue knapsack. Have we located the parents?
Yes, but Phil, look at the date.
What about it? Must be a typo.
I ran it through the computer 3 times. That's no mistake. It was declared legally dead.
Who's dead?
No one's dead, David. Come on, let's start putting this puzzle together.
Now, David, just a few more questions for our paperwork, okay? How old are you?
I already told you, 12.
Right. And what is the date today?
It's the 4th of July.
What year?
1978.
David, who's the President of the United States?
You want to know that for your paperwork?
Mm-hmm. Well?
It's Jimmy Carter. Stop
it. You'll see. Be right back.
Who lives here?
We're not sure yet.
Look, I'm sorry to disturb you folks, but are you the same William Freeman who reported missing a son? David Scott Freeman on July 4, 1978?
Yes.
Dad!
David? David, wait a second.
Well, I'm Detective Banks, Juvenile Division. It seems that we...
Thank God.
Dr. Faraday.
Any signs of life?
Not outside, but we haven't been able to determine what's inside.
Well, something must have flown it. This could be our first contact. She's beautiful.
Sir, this is the night watchman who found it. Ellis Brady. Says he hasn't told anyone except the local authorities, so what we have here is a controlled situation.
Watch your step.
Mr. Brady.
Hi.
Hi.
Louis Faraday, NASA.
Sure is a pretty piece of space there. It was flying along, then it just smacked right into the tower and dragged it about 100 yards. Then it stopped and it's floating here. Say, I don't suppose you gentlemen could tell me how you do that.
No, Miss Brayton, it's a matter of national security. Any idea how we're going to move it?
You kidding? Watch this.
No.
Just rest, David.
I don't want to rest. Where's my mom and dad?
We're right here, sweetheart.
What's happening, Mom? I'm scared.
Don't be scared, honey. We won't let anybody hurt you.
What happened to you, Mom? You too, Dad. Why are those people in our house? Why?
David, we don't know all the answers to all this yet, but the main thing is, you're alive. David, where have you been all this time?
All this time? I just went to get Jeff at the Johnsons a few hours ago. Get Jeff, he'll tell you.
David?
Who's that?
That's your brother, Jeffrey.
What?
Mr. and Mrs. Freeman? Could I see you outside for a few minutes, please?
Sure. Honey?
We'll be right back.
You look just like I remember you. This is totally rad. I mean, you're my big little brother.
You're not my brother.
Listen, I'm sorry for scaring you like that, jumping out of the tree. I felt rotten about it.
Anybody could know that.
Hey, you think it's easy for me to believe that you're David? I mean, you should be like 20 years old now. I'm not really sure why I kept this. I guess I thought maybe I'd be able to use it. You know, kind of save the day. Mom and Dad went nuts when we couldn't find you. They made me put those things up on every telephone pole and tree for years. Every Saturday. Should have seen Mom. She kept all the stuff in your room. She refused to believe that you were dead. It's 1986, man. 8 years since that night. You little weasel.
Dork.
Buttface.
Scuzz
bucket.
Jeff. I'm scared.
We'll figure something out.
Dad, I want to go home.
Yeah, I know, David. We want you to come home, too, but the doctor wants you to stay in the hospital a couple of days.
No, Dad, please don't make me stay.
We have to find out where you've been. He wants to run a couple of tests to help you remember, and we thought that was important, Davy, so we said okay.
Mom.
Oh, honey, one of us will be with you around the clock. Nothing bad's going to happen to you, I promise. Now, you two guys should go get some sleep. I'll stay with our guy tonight.
Okay, right. Well, we'll see you in a couple hours. Bye.
Be cool, dude.
Mom, have I really been gone 8 years?
Yeah.
It's like a bad dream.
Thank you.
What is it?
Nothing, forget it.
No, what?
This voice keeps calling. Says something over and over and over. But I can't understand very much.
Well, what is it saying?
Something. I can't explain it. I knew you wouldn't believe me.
No, I believe you.
You don't think I'm going crazy, do you?
Are you kidding? They've run a million tests on you. In fact, you're probably the only sane person in this place. Don't worry about it. Just a bad dream.
Thanks.
Impregnable. We must get inside. For all we know, something may be living or perhaps even dying inside this.
It appears to be seamless. No way in, no way out.
David, what time did you enter the woods?
Around 8 o'clock.
Then you met your brother?
Yeah. The jerk jumped out of a tree and scared me. He's lucky he's still alive.
Then what happened?
Well, I chased him for a while. Then I reached this cliff.
Jesus. He's transmitting in alpha waves with complex frequency patterns in them.
What's going on?
I don't know.
I know I fell.
The alpha waves are coming in at 12.78 cycles per second.
He's communicating directly with the computer in binary code.
How the hell is he doing that?
I have no idea.
But then, after you fell...
You went somewhere. How did you get there?
What is that?
Is that coming from David?
I believe it is.
Well, what is it?
How did I get out of the ravine? I crawled out.
This is the gas jets now. CO2 sensors.
Dr. Faraday, I think you should take a look at this.
Where did this come from?
From the mind of a 12-year-old boy. David, what do you think?
No way, I'm not going.
I don't think you understand the importance of this situation.
Well, I don't care if it's a matter of national security. If David says no, then that's it.
But David would get treatment from the best specialists in the country. Not to mention technical capabilities this hospital is not prepared to offer. Am I correct, Doctor?
It's true. We've done just about everything we can for him here.
Excuse me. I know that all sounds great, but the fact is that David has to go on living, and he can't do that in an institution. So until you can tell me something that makes 1 ounce of sense, then we're all going home, and that's all there is to it.
Right on, Dad.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry you don't want to know the truth.
What?
The truth about where David's been for the last 8 years. Why he can't remember. What all this unusual brain activity means. And most of all, why he hasn't aged.
David, I can offer you the truth. All I need is 48 hours, just 2 days, at the base, with me and my staff alone. No confusion, no distraction. And then, David, you can go home and put all this behind you. That's what you want, isn't it? Said what?
Never mind.
Well, David, this will be your room for a while. What do you think?
Is this stuff for me?
Yes, it is.
There's no phone in here. I thought I was supposed to be able to call my parents.
We'll make that call together. First thing tomorrow from my office, okay? Now, look, if you want to watch TV, this is a remote control wand. And we'll get you something to eat right away, okay? Now, here's a special gift just for you. Tomorrow's going to be very exciting. So you enjoy yourself, and we'll see you in the morning.
To lose weight, and what we're trying to do is help them here. Now, let's constrain ourselves. Let's get back to the basic subject. What can your diet do for America?
And nervous, don't mind me.
Part of me coming through.
Get away!
Hi, I'm Carolyn McAdams. You gotta be real hungry after your trip, right?
What is this thing?
That's Ralph.
Ralph?
Mm-hmm. Robotic assistant labor facilitator. Actually, what he does here is he delivers mail and supplies, and he messes up a little bit every now and then. So, who did you murder to get put here in maximum security?
No one. I'm a national security secret.
Oh. Well, in that case, I shouldn't be talking to you at all.
Wait a sec. How come Starsky and Hutch isn't on?
That show was canceled a long time ago.
That was my favorite show. And what's this stuff?
You've never seen a music video before?
Uh-uh. I've been gone for 8 years.
Gone where? Outer space?
Could be.
You know something? You're a weird kid.
Me? I'm not the one with the purple hair.
Oh, yeah. I went to a concert with some friends last night.
Really? Mm. My mom took me to see the Bee Gees a couple months ago. Who'd you see?
Twisted Sister.
Never heard of her.
It's a hymn.
Oh.
Actually, it's a them. You're serious about being away, aren't you? What was it, like a coma or something?
I can't remember.
All right, listen. I gotta go. Is there anything else you want when I come back?
How about a Big Mac, large fries, and a Coke? They're still around, I hope.
Well, now that all depends. Do you want New Coke, Classic Coke, Cherry Coke, Diet Coke, or Caffeine-Free Coke?
Huh?
Nothing, forget it. If they're still around, then I'll do my best, all right?
Okay.
See ya. Oh, come on, Ralph.
Come on, Ralphie, baby. You'll make it. Come on.
All right. They gave me a NASA cap, and there are robots here they call Ralph. And there's a nice lady that brings me my food. Oh, and another thing. They locked me in my room.
The locks are there for David's protection.
Don't take any shit, David.
Now, don't forget your promise, Doctor. David has to be back in 48 hours.
Don't worry, Mrs. Freeman.
Hi, David. It's Dad again.
Hi, Dad.
We're just here fixing up your room, waiting for you for when you get back. And we'll see you soon.
That's great. Thanks.
We sure do miss you, son.
I miss you too, Dad. I miss all you guys. A whole lot. Bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Bye, David.
Okay, now, David, if you can, I'd like you to try and remember what happened when you fell in the ravine.
Well, I tried to stop myself.
Everybody remain calm. Try to bring her back up to speed.
What's going on?
It's all right, David. Everything's fine.
We're ready, sir.
Okay, bring the computers up to synchronization slowly. Let's see if we can latch the data at a higher rate.
Well, what is your name?
We're in sync.
Wait a sec. How'd that happen? I didn't say a thing.
Next question.
David, where have you been for the last 8 years?
I've already told you. I don't know.
What powered the craft that you were traveling in?
Oh, my God. This kid's head's full. What language is that?
Oh, who knows what's in this boy's head?
What are you talking about?
We've spent years trying to decipher it.
Who's putting that stuff on the screen?
You are, David.
That's impossible.
How far is it from Earth to Phalon?
I've never heard of the place.
How long did it take you to get there? Light speed theory. That's the only possible explanation.
Well, what's that?
David, Doc, you were traveling beyond the speed of light. And you could have been gone only 4.4 hours, and the rest of us here on Earth would have aged 8 years.
Well, what does that mean?
Time slows down as you approach the speed of light.
Speed of light?
David, where is Phalon?
How am I supposed to know?
He's searching through star charts.
Downloading.
Wait.
My God, these are uncharted systems.
Our computers don't contain this information.
David, is this Phalon?
I don't know.
David!
48 hours is not going to be enough time.
Pardon me, coming through.
Hi there. Hi, Carolyn. So, how's the testing going?
Terrible. But at least I get to go home tomorrow.
They told you that you're going home tomorrow?
That's right. Why?
Nothing.
Carolyn.
It's just I've seen the meal sheet for the coming week, and they've got you on it.
Until when?
All week.
But that's impossible! They promised it would only be 48 hours! You guys hear me in there?
I want out of here right now!
You think I don't watch television? Wake up!
Hey. Now, come on, it's not as bad as it seems.
How would you know? You've never been locked away from your family and been put in some awful place you hate.
Yes, every time my father got new orders, I had to go and I had to start all over again.
Maybe you're right.
Carol, I've got to get out of here. David.
Contact my parents. Tell them what's going on. They're in information.
Hey, what's he doing?
Go see them for me. Please. Well, I gotta get back to work, okay?
You know, you're cute. Did a girl ever tell you that before?
Nobody but my mom, but I don't think she counts.
Papa, Imanie, Obegnise, Tuile, Mulia.
Who's that?
Sit down, Navigator.
Are you the one that's been calling me?
Affirmative. You have the information I require to complete my mission. Sit down.
I think there's been some sort of mistake.
I do not make mistakes awaiting final vectors.
Vectors? I don't have any vectors. I'm just a kid.
That is obvious. But your brain has been programmed with all appropriate star charts.
You mean that's why my brain has been coming up with all that stuff?
Yes. You are the Navigator.
Seal all doors. Activate penetration recording. Activate all radiation surveillance consoles 1 through 20. Switch control monitors to automatic.
Dr. Faraday.
Troy?
Somebody has penetrated security, sir.
They're in the hangar now?
Yes, sir. We're trying
when
to
did this happen?
We don't know yet, sir. We're trying to get information.
You know what it is?
No, I can't see a thing.
We have radiation.
Maybe if we show a cold room.
All right, get the goddamn door open. Now! We still have containment for I-1 security doubled immediately. You got that?
Navigator. I detect alien life forms approaching.
Aliens? Where?
Observe.
Those aren't aliens. They're human beings. Uh-oh. I'm gonna get it for this.
Oh, shit, it's an alien.
No, you idiot. It's the kid.
David?
Guns.
Protective hover is advised.
Will that shut the door?
Affirmative.
Okay, let's do that. But if anybody asks, you're the one that did it, okay?
Compliance.
Now just get out of the ship, son.
I want to go home.
Navigator, I am awaiting your command. We must act now.
Look, I gotta think. Just take us 20 miles from here.
Quiet.
What are you doing?
Let's get over to tracking.
Stop! Yeah!
You requested assistance.
I didn't mean straight up. I meant along the ground.
Oh.
Sir, it just shot straight up at over Mach 10 and stopped 20 miles up.
Take me back!
Compliance.
Oh, no!
It's heading back.
There he is.
Wow, how did you do that?
That was a third-class maneuver, Navigator.
Well, if that was a third-class maneuver, what's a first class?
Observe.
Slow down a little?
Compliance.
Cool.
Would you like me to adjust the temperature?
No.
We are precisely 20 miles from point of origin as you requested. You are wasting time. Give me the star charts now.
Not now. I gotta go.
Go where?
To the bathroom.
Do not know bathroom.
Then open the door.
Request explanation.
Just do it or you'll be sorry. I'll be right back, I promise.
Do not know promise.
Damn, how did that kid get outside? We had security everywhere. Gotta get control of the situation.
Sir, over here. There they are. About 20 miles west of here.
Get some choppers out there immediately.
What are you doing?
Can't I have a little privacy?
Do not know privacy.
What are you doing here anyway?
I have been sent from Balon to borrow samples of light from different galaxies for study. On this planet, I chose you.
Why me?
Why not? Back on Balon, we discovered that your inferior species uses only 10% of your brain, so we filled it all the way up with star charts to see what would happen.
What happened?
It leaked. Navigator...
I am not a navigator!
Yes, you are. I crashed into electrical towers and my star charts were erased. I need the ones in your head to complete my mission.
So you need me and my inferior brain to fly that thing?
Correction. I need the superior information in your inferior brain to fly this thing.
Well, if I'm so inferior, how come you took 8 years to bring me back?
Normally, I take my specimens back in time to the exact moment and place I collected them.
Come on! You took me away from my family! And when he returned me, it was 8 years later! Everything's changed except me!
Unfortunately, we discovered it was too dangerous for your fragile human body to travel back in time.
Okay, if I can't go back in time, at least take me back to my family.
Come aboard quickly, Navigator.
Not until you promise to take me home!
We spotted them.
The boys outside the ship.
Can you keep them on the ground?
Very well. You give me the star chart, and I'll take you home.
Come on, let's get out of here.
He's gone back into the ship.
Don't let them take off.
Request instructions?
I don't know. Just get us out of here.
Compliance.
My God, it changed shape. Can you follow it?
Follow it? I can't even see it.
Hey, this is fun.
Fun, Navigator?
My name's David.
David?
So what do I call you, anyway?
I am a Trimaxian drone ship from...
Trimaxian?
Affirmative.
Okay, I'll call you Max. It's easier.
Max?
Right. Just take me somewhere where they can't find us.
Compliance.
What are you doing? They take us out of the ocean. All I asked for was a place they couldn't find us.
This was the first place suggested by my databanks.
Will this thing leak?
Navigator, I do not leak. You leak, remember? I must program my circuitry for the mind transfer.
Wow! What are these?
Those are the other specimens we studied on Phalon.
Where did they come from?
Don't touch. That is a guard hunter from Salvin Travels.
Oh.
Once he bites, he never lets go.
What's this?
That is a Phenosaurus from the Pixar Elliptic.
Weird. What are they doing here?
After I drop you off, I will travel back in time and take them to their homes, just as if they never left.
What's that?
A very unpleasant little creature.
What's his problem?
He's got a cold.
Ew, gross.
Don't get too close, David. They are hungry. That could have been your head, David.
What's in here? What's this one?
That is a Pupmeran from Bimpuka Minor. He's not dangerous.
Can I hold him?
Just keep him quiet. I'm concentrating.
Hey, little Puckmarin. How long have you been here? What's he saying?
He is angry because I won't take him back to his home planet. He does not know it was destroyed by a comet.
That makes him an orphan. I wish I could take you home with me. Jeff would really flip out. Listen, he's laughing.
What is the purpose of laughing?
The purpose? I guess it makes you feel happy. You should try it.
Nothing. No sign of them at all.
It's wonderful. Just lost two of the most important discoveries of the 20th century.
What else could possibly go wrong?
Sir, it's the kid's father. Faraday. Dr. Faraday. How's David?
Well, actually, Bill, it's been kind of a rough day for all of us here.
Ah. Well, is he there now? Can I talk to him?
Well, he just seemed to want to have some time to himself, you know what I mean?
Well, just tell him to call me as soon as possible. Will you do that?
Sure. I will be glad to have him call you as soon as I see him, okay? Okay. Bye-bye, Tom. Who was the last person to see Dave?
Carolyn McAdams. She's an intern on the base.
Well, get her here. I want to talk to her right away.
Her shift ended about an hour ago.
Just find her! Gotta keep a lid on this somehow.
I am ready to perform the mind transfer. Sit here, Navigator.
Will this hurt?
You will feel nothing.
Will I remember everything?
You will retain all data.
How many times have you done this thing?
Zero.
Zero? You mean never? I'm not gonna let you try this out on me. What if you fry my brain?
I will not fry your brain.
How do you know?
I have been programmed with superior intelligence. Lie down.
Okay. That's it?
That's it, Davy!
Davy?
If you want to learn to swim, you've got to jump in the water.
Don't forget to feed Bruiser. Two obvious patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions, on a sesame seed bun.
Whoa!
This can't be happening. I think I've got some stuff out of your head that has nothing to do with navigating this ship.
You sound just like a human.
No! That dumb dog will never learn to catch a frisbee.
You are an inferior species, you dumb dork.
Butt face.
Ghost bucket.
Hey, Wolf, you're so perfect, what are you still doing here?
I told you, I blew a fuse when I totaled out that electrical tower. I was checking out some daisies.
You crashed while looking at flowers?
Ha!
Sounds like you're the inferior species.
I'll show you who's inferior. Heads up!
Hey, take it easy!
Well, excuse me!
Are you okay?
Home
by now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, Turkey, you fly it.
Okay, quit fooling around. Come on, this isn't funny. Do something. I take it back. We're equal, okay?
Equal? You call me a geek.
You're not a geek. Max, I want you to turn on all engines now. That's an order from your navigator.
Oh, now you're a navigator. So navigate already.
It looks like it's out of control and falling.
Somebody shoot him down?
I have no idea.
Better do something, big shot. You aren't even trying.
Come on, one of these has to start it.
Scotty to bridge. She can't take much more of this, Captain.
20,000 feet and falling.
Getting warmer. Boiling. Scotty! Red hot! Uh-oh. Cooling down. Arctic. Sub-zero. Freezing. Real coordinated. You better hurry.
Pull out. Impact in less than 15 seconds.
You hockey puck. It's right under your nose.
Up. Now if I can only steer it.
No way, Jose.
Wow.
Lucky guess.
You nearly killed me.
You're the one who almost crashed. I just shut down to teach you to fly.
You liar.
Am not.
You did it to get even with me for what I said.
Did not.
You'll get yours.
Oh, a threat. Oh, I'm really scared. Look, I'm shaking.
You know, it's not real hard to fly this thing.
Dude.
The slightest little move of my hand, and we go that way.
Okay, which way to Fort Lauderdale?
I only know what's in your head, and you don't know the way from your house to a 7-Eleven.
I say we go right.
You also don't know your left from your right. We go left.
Okay.
Dr. Faraday, we've located the McAdams girl. She's inside the boy's house with his parents.
Keep them in that house.
So right now, he's up there somewhere flying around inside it.
Inside a spaceship.
Oh, my God. Wow.
See, Faraday had the ship inside a hangar at the base, and all I know is that it took off with David inside it.
Oh, Bill, what are we gonna do?
Faraday, that bastard. He's gonna wish he never met us.
Dad, there's some guys coming toward the house.
Do you have a back door?
Yes, back there.
It was nice meeting you all, and I'll call you if I hear anything. Hey, let go of me.
Sorry, Miss McAdams. I have to take you back to the base. Mr. Freeman.
Yes?
Dr. Faraday has requested that you remain confined to your house.
It's getting dark. That's not right.
No, it's locked! See? There's Miami!
Come on, let's go lower.
I told you so. I told you so.
That isn't Miami. It's Tokyo. How did we get here?
Oops.
Okay, take us back up.
Yeah, I knew that. I knew this was Tokyo.
You are such a liar. I'm taking over.
Japanese Air Command reports visual contact over Tokyo, sir.
Tokyo?
Sir, the target has left Japanese airspace.
Well, where is it going now?
Now we'll get home. First we'll hit California, then we'll go...
Yeah, Mr. Know-It-All, we got a D in geography.
How'd you know that?
Uh-huh.
I've told you that I don't know anything. I was just trying to be a friend to David.
I really hope you're not hiding any information.
I'm not hiding anything.
Carolyn, we're just trying to bring him back.
They're approaching the West Coast.
Already? Where are they?
Heading for San Francisco.
Look, that's the Golden Gate Bridge.
Right, Mahoney. The San Francisco tree. Don't get too close to the cable. Be more careful. I'm a precise machine.
Relax, Matt. Directions. I wonder if that's that Twisted Sister stuff Carolyn was talking about.
Try to make your directions clear because we get lost easy.
What?
Hey! Thanks for nothing! Were those geeks, David?
Yes, Max. Those were geeks. That looked kind of like Texas.
Well, partner, I reckon we better head this wagon east. David, what were those strange sounds?
Strange sounds?
From the geek's car.
That's called music.
I want to hear more music.
Can you pick up radio waves?
I'm equipped to receive over 2 million forms of radio waves. I can monitor all frequencies of
electrical. Okay. See if you can pick up some signals that sound like what we heard.
How's this?
No, that's not music. Try another station. Change it quick.
Music. I'm getting bugged driving up and down the same old street. I gotta find a new place where the kids are here.
See, Matt? You gotta move like this.
Nobody's in there. You're getting
sightings on two continents have stirred up a lively debate in the UN. We'll have more at 11.
11.
I'll keep checking.
Is in South Texas heading across the Gulf of Mexico.
So I'm going home. I'll need a driver and security.
E-I-E-I-O. We move over here. Quack, 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 there.
Alligator City. This must be Florida, Max.
And that must be Big Al.
Maybe he has a phone.
Hi, can I please borrow some change to phone my parents? Thank you.
Hey, Flimbo! Oink, oink! Too many Twinkies!
Excuse me, pal. Would you mind if my wife used a little girl's room? Sure, go ahead.
Jackie, isn't it weird?
Yeah.
Well, your Indian village won't win any awards, but that flying saucer's first rate.
I wonder how it came up.
How long did it take to put something like that together?
Hey, maybe it's magnetic.
It's okay. We'll just take a look around ourselves.
Look at this. I can push on the step and it doesn't move. It just wiggles
Kids,
a little.
Kids, get out from under there. Come on, there'll be insurance in places like this.
Hello. Do you accept a collect call from David Freeman?
Yes. It's David. We gotta talk fast. There's NASA guys all over the
place. Jeff, keep the line free. David may call.
Where are you?
In Florida somewhere. I want to come home, but I don't know where the new house is. Can you please give me directions?
Do you know the drawbridge on 7th Street?
No, I don't. Just give me a signal that I can see from the air.
And don't let the NAS guys know I'm coming. And remember, it's going to be dark soon.
All right, if I have to set fire to the house, you'll find it.
Jeff.
Okay, that's nice. All right. Jackie, move just a little bit. Oh, good. All right, Ryan, give me some smile. Come on, we're having a good time. I want to get the shipping here. This is a nice shot. All right, honey, smile. Here we go.
Excuse me.
See you later, alligator.
Wow!
Son of a gun. He just said he wanted to phone home.
Wow, look at this.
Okay, we'll take that straight to Fort Lauderdale.
95? I think we should take the turnpike.
I'm the navigator.
Whoa! Take it easy, man! I'm the navigator. Well, Mr. Spidey Pants, I thought Highway 95 would take us straight there.
There it is. Now all we have to do is follow this and I'm home.
The turnpike would have been faster.
There you go.
sir. Tracking says they're on their way up the Florida coastline.
All right, step on it, okay?
Okay.
Faraday here. Can you pinpoint the location a little more precisely? It's rather general, you know?
Is this Fort Lauderdale?
Yes, but look at this. How are we ever going to find them?
And now you're probably saying, what do they have in store for me?
An exciting trip to Canada!
I believe this.
Come on, Jeff, where's that signal? It's them! I knew you'd come through, Jeff.
Ooh, pretty!
Can you see him yet?
Not yet!
We made it!
We made it!
Thanks for the great ride, Max. It was lots of fun.
It was fun for me too, David.
My friends are never gonna believe this. Oh yeah, my friends are all 20 years old, and I'm only 12.
I'd like to take you back to your own time, but it's just too dangerous. At least now you'll be safe and sound with your family.
Good luck.
Come on, let's go.
Come on.
Well, we got everything?
More, Captain.
All right, gang, let's go.